I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Christians, weary of state-backed persecution in India, are disappointed with the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom. They failed to include India in its 2006 recommendations as a country of particular concern. President of Open Doors USA, Carl Mueller, says the U.S. is being hypocritical.
We're trying to promote reform in countries that we're against, but in our friends, we kind of turn a blind eye to it. And I just feel that that's inconsistent. And I know that our brothers and sisters in India and all those that have been monitoring the situation are somewhat disappointed that we didn't take the opportunity in 2006 to create this additional pressure on India to make changes.
Next, the Chinese church is taking the gospel to the unreached through the Back to Jerusalem campaign. It slowed for a while, but now the growing house church movement is picking it up again. OMS International's Lowell Williamson says Chinese believers think they're uniquely qualified to evangelize these mostly Muslim nations.
The house church people feel like they've gone through difficulties, including persecution, and many times they know how to survive. So they feel like they have some of the qualifications that are needed for missionaries who would infiltrate into those Muslim countries.
And Worldwide Christian Schools is behind a compilation CD of original spiritual songs from South Africa that aims to support Christian education. Africa Outreach Christian School has grown to accommodate more than 70 students from the greater community. Classes are in temporary structures on church grounds, so they're raising money to build a classroom addition. Because they're the only Christian school in this black community, their ministry is unique. Proceeds from the sale of the CD go directly to Africa Outreach Christian School. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. And if you'd like up-to-date and relevant mission news every day, set your homepage to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.